Book 3, Chapter 81. Leningrad lies in the haze of its sides. It lies like a heroine. Now it is both. How not? The knot is sometimes impossible to reach. It was, but then is the work of art not an act, but an object of memory? That from a great disturbance the most delicate message accumulates. But you must know why you write a novel, said Vononai. It's not to displace anything. It has context and metronome. By insisting on a comprehension of every word, I am free to signify place, though not to represent it. So I must oppose the opposition of poetry to prose, just as we can only momentarily oppose control to discontinuity, sex to organization, disorientation to domestic time and space, and glasnost, information, to the hunt. Chapter 82. A crow was grunting in the snow, but what's the difference? Every text aims at the complete realization of one's self-unimportance, a paradise. How could we ever finish what we never started? Zena, I said. Ho. What is it called? Freud's meeting with a Cossack mama. Zena's blankets were replaced by Tanya's. Youth is a situation of designations, assonance and repetition, slow language and emphasized labor. Last year's new foliage was a silverish fog of green. This year's will be also. The narrative tense in a future one experiences an object of memory. Chapter 83. Experience is only indirectly responsible for words. Rumbling snow. The window is sound, but words must have the experience of it. Licking at the world, ogling, eavesdropping apples. The colonel's wife said her mother's heart told her a terrible thing. Then at 2 a.m, the doorbell rang. This worldly, laborious elliptical. Just the daughter's 2 legs and a pair of soldier's boots standing on a note which said, Mama, I'm home. They prevent their face. At dawn, ants overran the snow. An inexhaustible thaw spread with their impatience. The legs are columns of itch. Our exhaustion might account for the passage of time, but not for the progress through it. Through innumerable temporal passages or conduits without a subsequent sense of communication, of acknowledgement, and of achievement. Chapter 84. Hostop said the woman was still shouting that the bastard had nailed it in. Zena was boring the rot from a peeled potato. Later I experienced the memory of an enormous expectation of happiness. The rest of the world is independent. The earmuffs of its fur hat are turned down and its nose is red. 2 dogs yap as it passes the icy bench where 2 great babushkas sit, and it seems to carry off more time than a life will as it waits. A nail proves it. A portrait dangles from it. Our ink, a pendulum, will work, I said. We walked. Scum fluttered in the mud. The sphinxes all utter glasnost. It is already endless. The unconscious sleeps in veins. Chapter 85. The object of contemplation is between profiles. I remember being so. The walls multiply, the skies slide. Oh, Gavronskaya. She longs for something whole, complete, entire, but when she encounters disintegration, she greets it like her lover. She binds herself to observation. We wobbled in connotation. Ahead of us, a woman was working a baby carriage on warped wheels through the gray-blue snow. In such a life, is direction contemporary? As I did so, but one leg was slower than the other, and she kept drifting to the left and then correcting herself. A colonel followed, the huge fingers of his gloves extended as stiff as pegs. Inadvertently, a body is the direction of our existence. Chapter 86. Our laborious luck is not submission. The cousin who was in prison was a crossed one. A great fish swallowed its father and swam up the Neva. One can have eggs for medicine, for covertness, but our response to the enormous risk was to rest in bed with surprising stubbornness. Our reposes are all alike, Vasya said. Buzz or pulse, Arkady asked. But the officer's voice was so low, the answering machine went off. When a thing resists me, my back is numb. This represents a proclivity, a tilt. It extends to the thumb, a slight poisoning by nettles of whom it would be thoughts or expectations enough. Discerned and sacrificed to the plans for expressing their results. Chapter 87. Here is a red kerchief, a good mother said to her son. Seven nannies, he answered. Nurture a baby with no eyes. The colonel suddenly parked in a snowbank and set off from his truck at a run. Several hours went by, and he roared as I descended congested rivers in my drunken truck. Zena, he shouted, it's your papa, come home. I have only one thing to say to your brothers, life is shit. History intoxicates the question whom, but not the question who. So the colonel ran back over the 20 kilometers he had come, so the home in clouds leaves hills. The boy in the building had started playing a saxophone, then his mother one night buried it in the garden under the vegetables, but the objects that we see in life will play their role. A cheap pirate album of Elvis songs called Rock on the Bone. The boy replaced the saxophone with stones. Trivialities or monstrosities, they are the same, the proof of one another. Chapter 88. I felt the proof of points, but no continuum. But traditionally, a novel integrates a person with the life it leads. We know a person slept because it slipped too far in the snow. It identified in rice and wine and kitchen. It woke, but not where it had left off. And still I always read for a while once I was lying on the sofa. Dream is duration with its grim expression. Duration desired behind the door. There is disintegrity in polarities as such. Every terminus spilling. It's like a nipple pulled. It halts. The exact moment of continuity in every corner, experience nipped, doubled now in a short birch. But how can this be done, I asked. Chapter 89. Misha should be a major character in the Russian novel, Sasha too, and Nadia. You will start with the third chapter, Arkady said, and the first sentence must be attributed to Immanuel Kant as follows. Everything happens so often that speaking of it makes no sense. You will meet people accompanying their guests, said Alosha, and speak with them. Kolya, Shira, Borek, Sveta, Tanya, Natasha, Igor, Vladik, Vanya, and the other Misha. Zina stood on a chair. Arkady waved the ghosts aside. There must be a sentence which claims a chapter for itself, and a name at the vanishing point in a person's description, so that the days will seem not to have gone by, and in fact, names are relationships with a remarkable economy, while descriptions are profligate. But pleasure is a mental process too, as well as a producer of an aesthetic object. It is not what I knew. Our Russian workers like to dig holes, Arkady said, while Americans prefer machines that scoop. The coincidence of experiences occurring with experiences already had produced identity, but it spills. Chapter 90. Subjects separate into themselves and then come out again, four padded apertures round a sour air. The canals cannot tower. Subjects, that is all of us, and we speak for ourselves, have the thirst of our finitude, and we hoard unsatiated elaborations why. Without the conclusion of all these voluptuous stammerings, a word is dead. Such which is as much as, but the unguiding present patience is without. Prepare, so enormous changeless caused and causeless events come, cold lines of wind tightly weaving between hot lines of light. The neighbor, smoking on the landing near the commutative slosh bucket, watching the descent of an aluminum pot, the damp ego climate, our picaresque obsequiousness. A man on the roof points toward a gap in the tower at the corner of the inactive church. Optical reality and uncertainty around Alyosha lay his shirt over the chicken. Chapter 91. Metaphor hides in the paranoia of writing. It speechless jogs of the horse, but metaphor may be scaled to the loves of life. Its increments associate with the practice of impressions. So the yardstick notes how a forest might be pocked, agricultural workers buzzing the bronze, and this less social than mystical. Of course the logger is indifferent to the suffering of his echo. Overhead, the crows turn day and night, projection of closer, slapping of wings. Every night at the end of the sofa stood the kitchen. The metonym reduces the monument. A monument has the effect of jiggling and then forcing the lock. Beyond the door was a trampled pot, graffiti of the horse in the corridor. Chapter 92. The day awaits disaster. A growling crow is threatening to set fires. The old bathtub in the yard moans about its tired spine but cozies up to the filthy snow by casting its pink shadow. A collie has thrown itself into one of the canals. A woman carrying a bucket has slipped on the ice and is berating passers-by for walking in her crevasse. A crowd in trampled snow gathers at the trailer to trade old newspapers for coupons good for popular novels. Little Dima has secreted a message in the monument to the heroes of war saying he's bored. A one-armed veteran from Afghanistan is wearing a black Mordred sweatshirt. Ostip has gone to an abandoned flat where the black and white exhibition is installed to take a turn standing guard. No one is home. At this angle, the white sky is reflected in the cup of blue tea. Without looking at a map, a person has made a real journey. The baggage is under America, which itself is red and brown and blue. These colors are improved on television. The night threatens perfection. A new chair has turned up to replace the broken one in the kitchen, and Zena has found a chicken. Chapter 93. One horde, and the man almost threw himself at it. Too much material, and it halts. They simply do not gawk. Gawking slows crowds. In the vodka line, the men were resilient. He sulked. I was drunk, said Vasya, and I'd staggered into the street to stop cars and announce that I wasn't their occupant. I am able to. Memory and repetition presents a self-sufficient object, all the prospects in themselves and details ad infinitum, but each person must not seem to witness an episode with the most provisions. All fluttering subsides if it has goals. In these days, people love and immure. We are never worried about the passage of time. We never forget. Chapter 94. Well, how's the battle going, and who's the enemy? Four thugs come to the door and demanded, "It is our right," said one wearing his medals. No one accepted responsibility for those medals. "I remember the colonel's picnics," Arcady said. The women spread the picnic blankets and attributed all the men's enthusiasm to the children so as to protect the dignity of the colonels. They blasted at the turtles. They undressed among the ants. Eventually the ink will run dry and the ants will die, and Pushkin's friends will decide everything to vegetables. They will do it in splendid epigrams. One, the only competitor whom grass should fear is cucumber. Two, the expression, "I understand," really extends a vast tautology. Three, on the one hand, it is difficult for me to believe that anything is actually here, and on the other, it is hard to accept that it is going away. Four, but at the same time, a large proportion of human error comes from the arbitrary division of continuous motion into discontinuous elements. An epigram is for timing and typing. Those are strange luxuries in our society. Blameless recitations, lessons in music, the whole family went back for it. Chapter 95. No teachers have gone to the village, no doctors were calling. We'd have to wait long. The authorities are not obligated to regard anything as a romance, nor officiate within a romantic perspective. The garlic lay on the windowsill. The sun stood on the canal. "How do the Japanese gossip?" I asked. "Malyavin." Fodonoi said it was consistent with agency. The official, like a grasshopper, scampered near the door. In America, it is customary to catch an eye, some eye. There's a simple system of who's, subtle with twang, shackles, fold, street, waiting. A perpetual sex alternative with complex repetition and simple combination. The women applauded. Someone surrendered a chair. "I see a body as a built thing," someone said. Chapter 96. Her face is good. Her head is maybe too large, or it has too much cheek and too much neck. With aggressive and honorable tenderness, she thought, this is no counterfeit necessity. There are microscopic hairs in the flesh, all sorts of intrigues. She felt relationship rather than existence. She passed it. The friend of a friend. We had American shampoo. They were in the bath and nude. Our flesh has no abundance. And can this be an American question? The work of a person, but no, her breasts are blind, probably with the last light, pink and brown. Chapter 97. Zena had opened a window and shaken the curtain down over it. Arcady arrived at his chair. From nowhere, Zena produced wine. Hunger reaches to pretend its meaning. A navy winter evening espionage. I have not seen one another since the war. The captain kept a straw in a drawer. His jeep was a launch. The sun a yellow tugboat. The lead drink a decent voice. An honest needle, one that's threaded. I read 1,000 letters and cut out the place names, the colonel said. I summoned the troops for an index. The cattle tracks mutter. In my land, too. And burrs ride? Collies? Mother and father, but father has died, I replied, pulling my finger from hers. Is the time rubber? One night I slept on amber. Chapter 98. If a man were a womanizer, the man was a mumbler, simply naming the people who die, but it's not interesting. I should touch his toes. I said to Vodanoi that my arm had been numb. You should touch your toes, he said, but you shouldn't succumb. We have before us time to return. Milky, incandescent paths. An infatuation doesn't mean that life is bad. I should teach your toes. There was something really in the north, minus 50, Vladimir said. I was taken by dog sled to a women's prison. The strange place filled me at first with an envious and uneasy curiosity like that which people feel when they encounter a group of animals or some alien form of life. After I had been seated in front of the women to give my lecture, facing them as they sat in rows, after the guards, who were also all women, had moved to the back of the room behind them, here and there, the prisoners began to breasts, and more than breasts. Chapter 99. As often as they walk, they think. The genitals themselves are instruments of inspection. They face the stage and their clothes opened in rows. They crossed. Fathomless shadows on the ground in the ice. The landscape was smudged, awaiting more snow. An undescribed immobilizing hour. One, I wanted to sleep, to sprawl. A woman clears her face. The advance is an almond. Who should teach almonds? Your almonds and mine. An eye is that piece of the brain shifted out and exposed. All well and when. Oval snows blue. Chapter 100. Outside the mouth, all is gray and green. But there's a village, and the dry violence there. Each morning one weakens, and some moths issue like dogs. Thus the orange bus came pissing into the snowbank. The novel is without additional resemblance. And yet things must put me in order. Song in order. Bed whose tongue was burned is turned by name excited. Let's begin to everything to snow. It's cold whose snow was turned. Recklessness makes difference, but difference is slow and deaf to stone. Life whose state was learned is made by name desired. The city would state anything as home. Was slow to stone in name, but we love without completion. Life is complete at any turn to know. Rice and such erudition. Persons feed themselves in the small sense known, as I said to Arcady. That one's your novel, you should call it War in Space. Each to protect an interest, a Pushkin, a bucket, fine green sand. We are all incredibly lazy.